Notice verse 11. There came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertaineth unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon thrashed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. And friends, may I say that Gideon is not introduced to us as a hero or an outstanding man. You know what he's doing? He's thrashing wheat by the wine press. Now, that is something for you to note. You see, in that day, they put the threshing floor up on top of the hill, right on the highest place in the field. And that's where they thrash grain, because they were dependent upon the wind, and they'd pitch the grain up. And when they did, the wind would blow the chaff away, and the good grain would fall down on the threshing floor. That's where they did their thrashing. But the wine press was never put on top of the hill. It was put at the bottom of the hill, because it would be pretty silly, would it not, to take a wheelbarrow and take your grapes up to the top of the hill when you didn't need any wind for them. You just took them to the bottom of the hill, and the wine press was put down at the bottom of the hill. Now, notice that. This is important to see. The threshing floor is at the top of the hill. The wine press is at the bottom of the hill. Now, where is Gideon threshing the grain? At the wine press. He's at the bottom of the hill. Why is he at the bottom of the hill? Well, friends, the reason is obvious. If he's at the top of the hill, the Midianites would see him, come get his grain. And the second reason, which probably is the first reason, he was a coward. He was afraid to go to the top of the hill. And so he's down here at the bottom of the hill. And friends, there's no wind blowing down there. You'd have to go to the top of the hill. And here he is with the flail, and he's pitching the grain up in the air. No wind to blow the chaff away. And what happens? Well, all of it just comes down around his head and his neck. And if you know anything about that, straw gets in your clothes, around your neck, and it's very uncomfortable. And this was, I'm sure, a very frustrating experience that Gideon was having. And there he was. But God was going to use this man, a coward, by the way. And we'll see why he used him, this kind of a man. And notice what he says. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And don't tell me, friends, there's not humor in the Bible. I was asked a question in a Bible class down in Santa Ana in Orange County a long time ago, and they wanted to know why I use so much humor. Well, I hope I do. And they said, you know, that there's a danger of it being irreverent, you know. Well, God has a wonderful sense of humor, friends. The Bible is a serious book. It's dealing with a race that's in sin. And it's concerning God's salvation. And it reveals him as high and holy and lifted up. But you know, God has a sense of humor. And if you miss that in the Bible, well, you won't find the Bible interesting, because there's a great deal of it. I think it's humorous to see this fellow Gideon down at the wine press pitching that grain up and have it come down all over it. And then to top it all, the angel of the Lord, and personally I think the angel of the Lord is the pre-incarnate Christ, and when he was here on this earth, he had a real sense of humor. And he said that day about, you know, the Pharisees, the religious rulers, they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. If you don't think that's funny, the next time you see a camel, look at it. Why, it has more projections on it than some of these space vehicles that are sent out with all sorts of rods and everything else sticking out on them. Well, I found out, and I got on one in Egypt, they even got horns. I never knew that one before. And they have the biggest Adam's apple in the world, have pads on the knees, great big hoofs, and they have some one hump, some two hump. They have one-cylinder camels, two-cylinder camels, and everywhere you look at them, there's a projection, you see, and you just have to have a sense of humor, friends, to recognize that God has a sense of humor, and here it is here. And of all things, the Lord Jesus said that, and here I think it's the Lord Jesus, and he calls him, "Thou mighty man of valor," the biggest coward in the world. and he calls him that. He does it to encourage him, of course, but the point is, it was rather a humorous title to give this man.